And off we go with more of the good stuff. Hi, I am Kim, and this is Mike. Right, Mike?
I am.
Okay. We've got a lot of good things coming. I've got a piece called Electronic Homicide.
Ooh, electronic homicide?
Yeah, intriguing, right?
Intriguing.
That's right.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Exactly, so stay right where you are. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You know what you need? A fresh cup of coffee and a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in the ranching publication, Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Check out things at visitvalentine.com. Maybe planning some memories next summer with your family, a camping trip, a river trip, a fishing trip, a golfing trip. Well, check it all out at visitvalentine.com, and then you'll understand more about what I'm trying to tell you about. Okay, so electronic homicide.
That's right. This is a little venting by Slim McNaught. Of course, Slim has passed on to greater things. He wrote this in 2010. I've wrote some pretty tough ones, got thrown from really rough ones, stood my ground in raging blizzards and cabin in the rain. But that dad burned old computer made me go for my six shooter. Electronic homicide is the charge that caused me pain. I'll try to fess the crime if you've got a little time. It's still a whirling blur of action in my mind. Never had no electric gadgets, no telephones to make bad habits. We were living life as peaceful as any you could find. I grew up in house of log, spent my youth with horse and dog. Our running water was the creek that flowed out back. After years with no electric, our life became more hectic. So we got a new computer just to get our life on track. But the dadgum thing, it lies, then just seems to close its eyes. While my temper's flaring, hotter than a match put to a fuse, no matter how I clicked it, and even when I kicked it, when I gave it my instruction, it would blatantly refuse. When I thought I had it mastered, I'd get sidelined by that machine, and my blood pressure'd hit the top and ring my bell. Then I'd throw fits and cuss and holler. But my instructions, it won't foller. And I made an oath to see that thing in the trash. Now, a man can't be expected to understand how it's connected to the underworld from where it gets its mind. And to absolutely balk when I try computer talk leads a man to say some words that truly are unkind. But I fought it night and day trying to make it work my way. But it would lock up tight and I'd be sent to start by a final nasty straw that brought the grisly law was an outright dirty trick on that computer's part. When I sent this bold email to my honey in the Vale, it seems a sheriff's wife got it in her spam. Well, you've heard of in hot water, but this was scalding oil and hotter, and that sheriff with no humor had me running on the lam. Now I'm looking out through bars, watching folks in fancy cars, 'cause this Hoscow in a classy part of town. But since the details are so gory, I will end this twisted story by getting in my memory and winding this tale down while extracting my bold review from the sheriff's CPU. They discovered that old sheriff was a money laundering fool, so now he's here with bars between us, calls me names, sure is a mean cuss, but tain't my fault, it's that computer caused me to lose my cool. Slim McNaught. I think a few of us can relate to that.
Well, I have a few things here to end the program from the Did You Know category.
Very good.
After 50 years of age, 7 out of 10 people say they enjoy naps more than nights out.
7 out of 10? The other three are not being honest.
Probably not. And after the age of 50, around 55% say they forget why they entered a room at least once a day. 1 in 3 seniors admit to talking to their plants, and they claim the plants listen. 68% prefer newspapers they can hold, not swipe. Over 80% say they trust their pet's mood more than social media posts. And yes, 95% say they just don't make music like they used to. So, a few things to make you laugh, hopefully today, bring a smile to your face from The Good Stuff.